This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 24th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild evening across Israel. The skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are clear, offering a peaceful end to the day. Haifa is experiencing a light breeze, making it a pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that at least 15 Hezbollah ceasefire violations occurred in the last 4 days. Israel has remained silent despite these breaches. Also, Walla unveils a secret campaign by the Mossad. They work to prevent Iran from rebuilding missile industries. Also this hour, JNS states that the IDF struck in Lebanon. This followed Hezbollah's ceasefire violation. Separately, The Times of Israel reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu underwent prostate cancer treatment months ago. He chose not to inform the public at the time. And finally, N12 reports on correspondence indicating Trump's frustration with NATO countries. Their reluctance to join the campaign in Iran may lead to punitive measures. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 notes that the IDF disclosed an Iranian sabotage plan involving pro-Iranian militias. The IDF remains vigilant. Hiba Nasser shares a written statement from Lebanese ambassador Nada Hamadeh Mouawad. She expressed gratitude to President Trump for his commitment. Joshua Hirsch reflects on past interactions with Amal Khalil, recalling her generosity during his reporting. Let's go deeper, starting with the repeated Hezbollah violations. Ynet reports these acts continue. Despite a ceasefire extension, the IDF has downed several drones. This raises questions about the strength of the current ceasefire and regional stability. Turning to the Mossad's efforts, Walla highlights their campaign against Iran's missile industry recovery. Security officials are concerned about Iran's production acceleration. This underscores ongoing regional tensions and the importance of covert operations. Meanwhile, the IDF strike in Lebanon follows Hezbollah's ceasefire breach. JNS details that rockets were fired into Israel, prompting a military response. This highlights the fragile nature of ceasefire agreements and the potential for escalation. In health news, Prime Minister Netanyahu's cancer treatment was successful. The Times of Israel reports he withheld this information to avoid giving Iran any strategic advantage. This decision underscores the delicate balance of personal privacy and national security. Finally, N12's report on Trump's potential measures against NATO countries suggests geopolitical tensions. His frustration stems from their reluctance to engage in the Iran campaign. This could affect international alliances and diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that the EU aviation regulator has extended its advisory against flying to Israel. This decision affects the resumption of European flights to the region. Separately, CTEC highlights how Israeli startups continue to thrive amid war and disruption. Calculist's list shows the sector's resilience and growth. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Israel ranks 20th globally in GDP per capita. The IMF's figures reflect positive economic trends for the country. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m., for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.